everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here on Audio Mode Day 3 or 4, I think.
I can't believe it, we were giants all along. On the surface and all around us, we are giants, we are strong. I see you standing, I see you dancing.
Kicking things off there with Take That. Sorry, I'm whizzing from one side to the other like that, like that. Trying to stay in the middle. I'm on my train, 6:43 into Birmingham New Street. I should actually have done this yesterday. So I'm talking about the concert that was over here in the UK. I don't know if anyone got to see it in other parts of the world, but there was a concert in aid of the victims of the terrible terrorist attack in Manchester, and of course the band Take That are from Manchester, as are many other bands. Manchester is music, really, one way or the other, isn't it? It was a good concert. There's some slightly dodgy performances, but I mean, considering they got it all up and running in next to no time. And then of course, just as we were remembering the loss there, you know, I think it was 22 people, wasn't it, that were lost there, then seven dead, excluding the three that were shot by the armed police over the weekend in London. That was at London Bridge. Very sobering, really, for us, because we do go there quite a bit. Not all the time, but I mean, it is the station that you have to go through that area to get to Charing, which is our main station, in and out from the line that we use most often. That's a direct connection to Orpington. So, yeah, it's not good at all. And again, you hear all the stories, the heroics of people, you know. Apparently people throw bottles at them and all sorts to try and stop them stabbing people and stuff. I mean, you know, I suppose you think, well, you've got to do something, but absolutely appalling. Again, you know, needless life lost for some cause or other. It's just bizarre. And I think by the time the people get to that stage, they're so brain dead, quite frankly. I don't know. But you know, there's the usual sort of calls on things. That I say the usual. I mean, I just think we're going to have to do something. I think that foreign policy might have to change. I don't know. And I don't know if it would make any difference. I'm really not going to speculate too much, other than to remember the people that we don't even know the names of yet. I think there's only been one named for the most recent one on Saturday in London, Saturday night. You know, it's people just going around their normal business, and then someone just decides, oh, I think, you know, I'll attack you. It's not religion in that sense. I mean, by that time, it's just crazed. But I think, yeah, I mean, even Theresa May is coming out now and saying, well, there are some questions to answer, even if they're embarrassing ones. So quite what that means, I don't know. But I think there's a lot riding on this. We've got an election on Thursday in this country, in the UK. So, but it's been lacklustre, to be honest. I mean, of course, it's been interrupted by events as well, to be fair. But it's still been a very lacklustre, campaign, really, to be honest. I make no bones about it. I can't bring myself to vote for Theresa May. So. It'll have to be Labour or Liberal, So I'd like Jeremy Corbyn from what I can see. I don't know much about his history. But then I think, well, if I delve into his history, then I delve into her history. And, you know, I know a bit about hers and why. I just don't like her as a woman. I just not as a woman, but as that particular kind of Theresa May woman. So, yeah, what am I doing? I'm ruminating and just pondering and wondering, really, on... It seems to be a confused world out there. And yet we need some hope. We do. We need some hope. We need some joy. We need some reason to get up in the morning. And, you know, we have to carry on, don't we? You know, we do. We do have to, while there's breath in our body and all that. And I certainly don't take life for granted. Never have, but I certainly don't at the moment. It's precious. And so, you know, do all you can to make it so. What am I going to play you out with? I was going to say something else, but I think we'll finish it for now. I think I'm doing a little bit of shameless plugging of my album, so my album's come really from a place of experience. And, you know, as I said to you before, I always used to play music in the background of people worshipping at church and stuff like that. And so original composition was kind of what you did on the fly, really. And I am going to do a boom at some point about that and talk about just how I do things. It's not particularly complicated, but you might be interested. Hopefully we'll get towards a sense in which I can release my album. So whatever you're doing this day, make it count, you know. Get up in the morning and do something that you've not done before. You know, maybe go and see somebody, or maybe, I don't know, give something to someone, or contribute something positive on social media or whatever. But yeah, I think there's always time for reflection and perspective. And I think, for me at the moment, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you do have to move forward, you do have to move on, but I think taking time to reflect on the fact that there is a big wide world out there. And you know, when these things happen, these terrorist events, you know, they are mercifully rare at the moment, you know. And even now, if it makes us rethink and we're a bit more peaceful, a bit more loving, instead of being the country that exports the second biggest amount of arms in the world next to America, then maybe if we thought differently as a nation, as nations, it would be a different world. You can but hope. Yeah, anyway, this is called Standing Next to Me. And yeah, take from it what you will, but for me it's a spiritual thing, really. When I feel that things are like, and I'm not there yet, don't get me wrong, you know, it's, but just on that reflection time, you know, then he is standing next to me. For you, that might mean something different. Enjoy the peace of this song, and I will speak to you shortly. Bye bye for now.